Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 10, 2008. Israeli troops attacked on Wednesday a number of West Bank areas, taking prisoner some Palestinian residents. Meanwhile, an explosion ripped through the Gaza City, causing no casualties. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military forces invaded today several areas in the West Bank, including Jenin, Bethlehem, and Hebron. The invasions resulted in kidnapping a number of local residents after their houses were searched and ransacked by the soldiers. Meanwhile, a Palestinian woman splashed two Israeli soldiers with chemical liquid at the Hawara checkpoint near Nablus Wednesday morning. The woman escaped the scene while the soldiers were hospitalized. Medics described their injuries as light. In Gaza, a large blast ripped through the vicinity of the Hamas-run compound of ministers. No casualties or damage were reported as police squad rushed to the scene. Also in Gaza, a report by the Israeli online Daily Haaretz newspaper revealed that an Israeli soldier has severely beaten a Palestinian man at the southern Gaza Kisufim crossing. Israeli army spokesperson said the military prosecutor would conduct a probe and then produce findings. 2 months ago, the Israeli soldiers manning the Kisufim crossing shot dead a 21-year-old Palestinian guy as he attempted to enter Israel for work. Israel has been placing Gaza under tight closure since June 2007, helping worsen Gaza's economy. Previous records indicate that assaults by Israeli troops against Palestinians handled by the Israeli military has proven to be a failure, since in most cases, perpetrators are acquitted from their charges and set free. In related news, Palestinian media sources reported that the Israeli army began today military exercises around the Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that Israeli drones buzzed overhead yesterday night. Israel has recently warned of a large military offensive on Gaza, despite a 10-week-old Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between Israel and the resistance factions. Some commentators say the ceasefire is shaky because Israel has not lifted the blockade. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Arami Almighari, Hossam Kassis, and George Rishmawi.